It's a new day. Let's go.
Today is a new day, and I will, yes, I will be glad in it.
Yeah.
Today is a new day, and I will.
Come on.
What's going on, Black Is family? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is your host, Brother Malcolm, and wow, we made it to another end of the year. Today's Culture Connection is going to be about this incredible year that we've had with Culture Connection and with you and all the incredible and amazing things that we've discovered together and the journey. I would be remiss, though, if I didn't start this Culture Connection off reflecting and paying honor and sending my love and prayers to the families and the victims of the horrific tragedy that happened in Newton, Connecticut. I pray that God will bring peace to everyone who is dealing with the situation. And I particularly pray that as a country, we will deal with mental health issues in a serious matter, in a serious manner, and that we will truly look at our gun control laws and the assault weapon laws, because it really is not necessary to guard your home with an assault weapon. And we're not going to talk about that, but I just want to give that love and that shout out to those people out there and just to everyone who has to deal with gun violence in America. Newton, Connecticut just brought it home, particularly, I will be honest, I think because the majority of the people involved were white people. It's definitely at the forefront of America's mind right now, but we should, lest we forget all of those many young people in neighborhoods and barrios, urban centers of color that experience gun violence daily. But we're going to end this year on a really, really great and fun note. So we're just going to go through and look at everything that's happened. When Culture Connection started, our editor Casey Lehman just said, you know, Malcolm, you're a brother who is involved in so many things culturally, artistically, like maybe we can do something on the Black Is magazine online and get something going. And you know, one day we just said, let's do it. And I even think that day we came up with the first day we recorded, we came up with Culture Connection. I mean, there was no preemptive strike or anything. It was a matter of let's just do it. So, and looking back on that first connection, the first Culture Connection podcast aired on May 10th, 2012. And we started with my review of The Convert, which was playing at the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City at the time. And it was so funny because I started off very serious. I remember it was like, what happens when faith and culture collide? I was very, very serious, earnest in all of my portrayal of, I guess, trying to be this serious critic. And it was funny. I talked to somebody who I really, really admire, and they said, Malcolm, that doesn't even sound like you. You're being too serious. Like, you need to loosen up. And after that, you know, this program and me as a host, as your host, it all came into a clear picture of who I am and what I wanted this program to be. And then after that, on the 17th of May, we had Memorial Day events, and we talked about, you know, what you do on Memorial Day and what's up and what's happening. And then I talked about Summer in the City the next week. And then on the 31st of May, I think that was Memorial Day weekend or the week before Memorial Day weekend, we probably had our most popular podcast to date. And who would have thunk that it would be about the very thing that I'm passionate about and my 9 to 5, my degrees are in, which is theater. Theater Etiquette Part 1. If you have not heard it, stop right now and go and listen to it. It's on the Black Is website. Theater Etiquette Part 1 was hilarious. We talked about how do you carry yourself when you're in the theater, not the theater. And then after that, you know, we talked about the economy. You know, we're still in a recession. A lot of us are still struggling. And we talked about how you can continue to thrive culturally even when the economy is down. And we talked about some free activities that you can participate in and some free ticket programs. And it was just extraordinary to think about what access we have when we do a little research to free or low-cost events or activities for yourself or the family. And then speaking of family, we talked about things that you can do culturally with your kids, and it was very important to me that we did that, given that Casey and Chris, our host on Black Is, are parents of a beautiful boy, And we have, in the Black Kids family, we have folks who have kids. And it was just very important to me that we recognize that culture begins at home and it begins with your family. And then we took a turn around mid-June. I had come from a conference in Boston about the... Actually, I'm sorry, this was before I went to this conference in Boston. This was after watching the Tony Awards. I was very, very upset about just the lack of diversity in the Tony Awards. And we had a Dream Deferred Parts 1 and Parts 2 for 2 weeks where I talked about diversity and the struggle I was having as someone who works in this field and feels like I give so much to it only to feel like that the return on my investment left something to be desired. And it was so funny because I went to a conference in Boston where I was rejuvenated, and A Dream Deferred aired while I was at that conference, but it was a real moment in my life, and I'm happy that we had this on the connection. And then we had Cultural Appreciation starting in July, my birth month, and I talked about going to events and being an appreciator of the actual art and not just being a socialite at events. And I was really, really, really pleased to talk about an annual event here in LA called LACMA Jazz, and that was sort of the impetus for that episode. And then one of my heroes and one of the icons of the American theater was probably my first a focus on an individual on Culture Connection. We talked about the preeminent and the august August Wilson, the late August Wilson, and the phenomenal work that he's done for the American theater, for theater around the world. The only playwright in the history of America to write a 10-play cycle chronicling 100 years of a culture's existence in a particular country. And that existence and experience was about Black people in America. Then towards the last part of my birth month, we talked about music must-haves, and that was a great episode. Casey and Chris were on it, and we were clowning and listening and talking about great music, and we are lovers of music at blackisonline.com. If you haven't heard, you haven't heard. It's so funny. Speaking of must-haves, I just listened, and I'm late. Apparently, I'm always late, but I don't care. It's like it's funny because you're only late if you were on a timetable for yourself, because if the world found out about 3 months ago, that's fine. I didn't know about it until when I find out about it, then I'm on time. Now, if 3 months ago I've been planning to listen to something and I don't listen to it till 6 months later, then I'm late. But anyway, I'm on a tangent. So a music must have that I have right now is I learned this amazing group, and I got to let Casey hear this because she will love it, because she's also a singer and a musician. Is this group called The Walls Group. They're a group of four brother and sisters, not all below the age of 19, singing their faces off, and they got that anointing. But anyway, so we talked about music must-haves. Then in August, we talked about cultural criticism and how, you know, we do work and how do we get constructive criticism on the work we do without saying everything that we see is good? Because everything we see is not good. Everything we hear is not great. And how do we lift each other up, but also keep each other accountable for the work that we produce artistically? And then, of course, I had to come back with Theater Etiquette Part 2. I mean, Theater Etiquette Part 1 was so popular, and Theater Etiquette Part 2 did the same thing, but we had more etiquette must-dos, must-haves. For you. Then in August, I continued to talk about theater, and I was impacted by this production of Red by John Logan, and it was about Mark Rothko, the world-renowned painter. After that, I had always wanted to introduce a segment about a cultural jewel of the Los Angeles area called the Angelino Jewel, and our inaugural jewel was the incomparable, the august, the awesome, the wordsmith himself, Mr. Ren Troy Brown, who is the founder of Ebony Repertory Theater here in Los Angeles. And what an awesome, rich conversation that was. That was probably one of the most amazing moments I've had just in my life, to talk and sit with someone who is that gifted and blessed and whose life truly paints a picture of what a well-lived life, a blessed life, a generous and giving life is about. And then, you know, I had the amazing opportunity to go to Vegas and see the awesome Cirque du Soleil show, Ka. And I know someone who plays in the Ka band and is also in the show. So we had a chance to talk to you about that and the great seats I had in that amazing production. And then, you know, we are social activists here at Black Is Online. So I would be remiss if I hadn't talked about how arts affected the 2012 election, and we gave you the rundown on some stats and some figures on budget numbers and where President Obama stood versus at the time opponent Governor Mitt Romney, and it was a good episode. And then the fall preview talked about, you know, work and cultural events that we wanted folks to get to. Then we had this incredible moment with Morgan Rhodes, the disc jockey at KPFK, who was and also the music supervisor for the awesome film Middle of Nowhere that is being nominated for tons of awards as we speak, and it was directed by Ava DuVernay. And then shortly after that, we actually did a piece on Middle of Nowhere. It was the weekend that it was released, and we wanted to make sure people got out and support it. So again, shout out to Ava DuVernay and all the work that's being done through Affirm, African American Film Release Movement. And of course, in October, we got to talk about, you know, we're not always so high-handed and high-odd. We had to talk about the Backyard Boogie, y'all. You know, the Backyard Boogie thrown by the Bird family. John and Kiana Bird, shout out to them, other Black Is family members. And yes, it did get shut down again this year, and I was mad. I mean, ain't nothing like going to a cracking festive event and it gets shut down. So John, Kiana, we need to talk about that for next year. I guess we does need to move to an indoor venue, because I was advocating to stay outside, but no. Not, and I had to pay this year? Oh, you know, I was like, and then, you know, in November, I talked about coming from a conference and realizing that I was the chocolate chip and the sugar cookie. And many people had responded to that and told me how they appreciated hearing my perspective on this idea of being one in a sea of majority ethnicity, culture, and being one in that sea. And sort of, and I'm not drifting or floating, but, you know, it's just paying close attention to the fact that that does exist, particularly in my field of my profession. There was a time I wasn't able to record, and we had our Black Is family member, brother John Wood, talked about Alex Cross and Tyler Perry as a action hero, and that's all I'm going to say about that. And then we moved on to recently. We talked about my favorite season of the year, which is Christmas, the holidays in the December area, but specifically Christmas, and how much I love that season, and I hope you do too. And as we record, even in the middle of that season, I just feel so incredibly blessed. And finally, our last, but certainly not least, the founding of the greatest Black fraternity ever to exist, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. Shout out to the bros of A5A 11119. Oh, six. So that's been the year, and I am so incredibly grateful and blessed and thankful. One, for this opportunity, I want to thank all of the guests that we had on the episode, on the show, and I particularly want to give a shout out and thanks to my dear brother and sister, Mr. and Mrs. Christopher and Casey Lehman, who make this happen, specifically Casey, because you are a jewel. You are an Angelino jewel. I should interview you, because you are the reason why we exist on Black Is Online, and you have been such an extreme an awesome support. You have been a friend, a sister, and I love you, and I greatly appreciate you, and I pray that this Black Is movement will continue to uplift people. That's why we're here. That's why we do what we do. And we're so grateful for that. And so as I close out the final episode of the 2012 year, I just want everybody to be reminded that that you are blessed. You are blessed if you have money in your wallet to buy a sandwich. You are blessed if you have the ability to see, hear, taste, touch, feel, because there are people who can't do that. You're blessed if you have a house over your a roof over your head. You're blessed if you have clothes to wear. You are blessed if you are listening to this podcast, because you're probably listening online, and there are many people who don't even have access to online activity. So thank you. I wish you all many blessings in the new year, and 2013 is going to be amazing. And just be on the lookout. Culture Connection is going to have some amazing guests and activities, and we're coming stronger. We're going to be doing some international correspondence. It's going to be awesome, and you don't want to miss it. So before we end for the year, as we always, always end every Culture Connection, let me just remind you to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Until next year, Black is Family. Peace.